Brian is here with the Business News. Morning, Brian.
Audrey, thank you. Good morning. The monthly consumer sentiment index conducted by Core Research on behalf of the credit union saw confidence among consumers rising to a 14-month high in May. Economist Austin Hughes compiles the report. He joins us on the line now. Confidence hit a decade and a half low last September, Austin, as we're facing into a costly winter. Inflation has eased, but prices are still rising. So what can we attribute this relative bounce back in confidence to?
Good morning, Brian. I think there's a sense that the worst fears of consumers haven't been realised, both in terms of the scale of price pressures, which are intense, but we didn't quite see maybe the rise in energy prices over the winter months that might have been feared. And equally importantly, I think the economies globally have struggled, but they haven't been as weak as feared. And particularly important in that context, the news on the Irish economy continues to be very positive. So I think the sense that the economy is able to withstand the pressures we've seen, and there are hopes that perhaps the inflationary environment will not be quite as bad in the months ahead, I think they're giving consumers a little bit of confidence. As you say, it's significantly improved from a 14-year low that we saw as recently as September, but it's still quite a distance from the long-term average. The number for May is 62.4. The long-term average, which we would say maybe normal consumer confidence, is 86.5. So it's better, but it's still quite weak.
And in the context of the largesse that's been coming into the coffers, there's been lots of talk about the budget in the last week or so in the political sphere. Is it too early to pinpoint that as an influencing factor?
I think it may well have been, because if you look at the contrast between the improvement in Irish consumer sentiment in May and an unexpectedly large decline in US consumer sentiment, the thing that distinguishes the two economies is the government finances. In the States, there's been worries about a government shutdown, a debt default. Here, everyone was talking about the scale of public finances surpluses, the $65 billion cumulative of surplus over the next 4 years was widely mentioned. So while consumers probably haven't penciled that into their pockets quite yet, I think there is a sense that there is improved fiscal space, and that will give some leeway to help in terms of what are still very substantial cost of living pressures for most consumers.
Indeed, many contributing to this survey believe that the worst is not yet behind them, and anyone who's been grocery shopping in the last while probably won't find that too hard to believe.
No, roughly 22% believe that the worst is over. They could be people who got new jobs. They could be people who got big pay increases, or they could be people with, who are relatively wealthy, and perhaps the grocery spend isn't the most important thing. But 60% of consumers still believe that the worst of the cost of living crisis is still ahead. And of course, the reality is prices are still going up. So it is quite difficult in that regard. And that's what the sentiment survey is signaling. It's not quite as bad as feared, but it's still quite difficult for consumers. And there is still a very strong sense that there's an onus on government to give some support over the months ahead and into the next budget.
Austin Hughes, thank you very much indeed.